BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, I'm Lawrence Ricard from the television sitcom Ghosts, and it would probably therefore come as no surprise to you that I'm a huge fan of Uncanny. Now, given my day job, you might think that I pick a ghost story as my favourite episode, and there are certainly several that sent a shiver so far down my spine I had to perform an exorcism on my socks. But the episode that perhaps stuck with me the most was actually about a UFO, or a UAP, or a flying saucer, or in this case, a flying diamond. Specifically the one spotted in 1980 in the small Yorkshire town of Todmorden.
And lo, Ninny David did return from the heart of the sun, and spake unto his peoples the teachings of the great god I am 30. In accordance with his proclamations, the sun cannon was unmade, and the doors to the great temple of wisdom were thrown open. From Monday to Friday, with a half day on Saturday.
This is Sebastian Alexander Timball, but everyone just calls him Seb. Seb lives with his mum, dad, and big, sometimes annoying sister, Ella, and also Puss, their dog. Seb loves his family and friends a lot, but his next favourite thing is definitely playing football. So you can imagine how excited he was when he found out 2 weeks ago that he'd been chosen to play for the school in a district football tournament. This was massive. Mr. Frinkle, the head of sport, said he should try to practice his skills before the big match. So when Dad picked Ella and Seb up from school, Seb begged him to go to the park.
Woeful Second World War.
Well, the year is 1938, that behind me is the world, and hold on to your helmets, because it's about to go to war! Again! Yes, it's 20 years since Germany lost the First World War and had a load of land taken off them, and their leader, Adolf Hitler, yep, that one, has decided he wants it back. So he just takes it. I know, he's like that. Which does not go down well with Britain and France, who send their prime ministers to have a little word with him. So Hitler promises that he won't take over any more territories, peace is guaranteed, and everyone lives happily ever after in candy floss houses with gingerbread roofs. But not for long! No, it turns out that Hitler has a memory much like his moustache. Very short. He forgets about this peace treaty and promptly invades Czechoslovakia, allies with Italy, and turns his eye towards Poland, followed by his tanks and his guns.
Okay. So, 10 questions with Robin. Favourite drink?
River water. Puddle water more tasty, but risky business.
Oh my gosh. Favourite song?
Get Down Tonight by Casey and Sunshine Band.
All right. Favourite sport?
Oh, chess. Also favourite musical.
Mm-hmm. Biggest regret?
Try not have regret, though did fall asleep when guarding tribe and pack of wolf eat quite a lot of family, so not regret as such, but would do a bit different.
Yeah, wow. Worst traits?
Incest.
Oh my god. Oh.
Pull the brain out through the nose.
Mummification.
Know where each organ goes.
Mummification.
Be careful you don't quiver.
Mummification.
When you yank out the liver.
Mummification.
The stomach, lungs and guts.
Mummification.
Try not to be a klutz.
Mummification.
Use the right canopic jar.
Mummification.
To be an embalming star.
Mummification.
Don't cut the heart out with your knife.
I need it for the afterlife.
Mummification.